Carl Banks was drafted by the Giants with the third overall pick in the first round of the 1984 draft. Teaming up with an already star-studded defensive cast in New York, Carl remembers what it was like joining the Big Blue.
I look at the New York Giants roster, and I'm like, okay, there's Lawrence Taylor, there's Harry Carson, there's Brad Van Pelt, there's Brian Kelly, all four of these guys are Pro Bowlers. At that point, I knew there was a higher standard of play here in New York, especially amongst linebackers. And I show up to camp, and the first two guys I see are Lawrence Taylor and Harry Carson. And they both just kind of stare at me. And Harry, as only Harry could, he looks at me and he says, "So, homeboy, what the hell are you going to do to get on the field?" And I was like, wow, welcome to the big leagues.
But Carl would quickly prove his worth to his Giants teammates, making an immediate impact in his rookie season, appearing in 16 games and recording 3 sacks.
I got in there and I mixed it up with the big boys now, and I think that's when they realized that, you know, this guy's got a decent skill set here and he can play a little bit.
Benefiting from the tutelage of two of the greatest defensive minds the NFL has ever known, in Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick, Carl would become a key member of the Giants' feared defensive unit, known as the Big Blue Wrecking Crew.
This was kind of the birth of the Parcells guys, where Bill Parcells said that, you know, guys on this team are going to be my guys, and we're going to fight for each other. I'll do everything I can for you. You do everything you can for each other and for me. So it was such a great evolution of this group of guys that just were all for one and one for all. And I think that was the epitome of team.
And in 1986, Carl would help lead the Giants to a magical season, an NFC championship, and their first ever Super Bowl appearance at the Rose Bowl. With the Giants down in the first half to the Denver Broncos, Banks would come up huge when his team needed him most.
We're down on the goal line, and goal line was kind of the ultimate test of your manhood. This was pride for us. And I remember lining up, and I said, I'm going to make this play, no matter where it goes.
10-7 Denver, they're threatening to score again. Winder, taken down to the center. Banks.
I know that I had the best game of my career.
Carl recorded 14 tackles in the game, and his outstanding performance helped the Giants return to championship glory for the first time in 30 years.
The Super Bowl champions are the Giants, everybody's dream in football. That one time you'll be there.
In 1990, despite playing through an injury-riddled season with a broken wrist, Banks would help lead the underdog Giants back to the top of the mountain.
We were a team that just didn't know how to quit. We just kept fighting and fighting, and that was the embodiment of what Giants football was about.
Y'all want more?
One more.
Nobody thinks we can win, you know.
I know. Try to take it.
They didn't give us a chance in this one.
At Super Bowl 25 in Tampa, Carl would once again shine in the spotlight, helping the Giants upset the Bills 20-19.
That victory in the Super Bowl was the culmination of a lot of hard work, and it was truly the fruits of your labor.
Banks was named to the Pro Bowl in 1987 and is a member of the 1980s NFL All-Decade team. He retired from the game in 1995 with 39.5 career sacks. And Carl will always remember the Giants' legacy.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means that you played for one of the best organizations, the best ownership, and it means that you embody a sense of pride in putting on a Giants uniform.
Carl Banks, a New York Giants legend.